The candidates for Wisconsin Supreme Court clashed again in another heated debate yesterday before the Milwaukee Bar Association. The race pits conservative Justice Daniel Kelly against Dane County Circuit Judge Jill Karofsky, who is supported by Democrats. The election will be held April 7th. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, the forum featured familiar claims of corruption and partisanship on the bench.
About 75 people gathered for the event in downtown Milwaukee. As she's done throughout the campaign, Judge Jill Karofsky immediately accused incumbent Daniel Kelly of having a conservative agenda on the court. She contends he always sides with right-wing special interests.
So what we have right now is we've got a for sale sign, basically, on our state Supreme Court. Because not only does Dan Kelly know who he's received money from and who's influencing these decisions, but they know, the outside influence know who they have given money to.
Karofsky says the court needs to adopt a strong recusal rule. She criticized Kelly for initially recusing himself from a conservative law firm's case designed to dump more than 200,000 voters from the rolls this year because they may have moved. Then this week, Kelly said if the court doesn't take the case until after April 7th, he may reconsider his decision, when it would no longer appear to be a conflict of interest if he participated. If Kelly loses, he would remain on the court until August. Karofsky acknowledged that liberals have supported her and promised that if elected, she would recuse herself from any cases involving the Democratic Party. She also took Kelly to task for renting office space at the Wisconsin GOP headquarters and for support he received in January from Republican President Donald Trump.
This is someone who has stood up in front of Donald Trump signs, someone who has been endorsed by Donald Trump. Look, he is signaling to Donald Trump he may as well stand up and say, I got your back, buddy. I'm going to be there for you in November. Just keep me on the court.
Karofsky says she fears people who argue before the court will feel they won't get a fair shake with Kelly because of his partisan affiliations. Then it was Kelly's turn to defend himself. He worked to take apart Karofsky's arguments, starting with her criticism of his office space. Kelly notes that other Supreme Court candidates have held office space at the Republican Party of Wisconsin in the past, and it's legal to do so. He says he considers voters to be his bosses, meaning they have the power to elect him or dump him from office. He says he meets them at all kinds of gatherings, not just the one where he was photographed in front of a Trump sign.
The idea that we are supposed to avoid, and that it's my responsibility to avoid a certain group of people because they have a sign, is ridiculous. I mean, the whole point of a campaign is for us to take our ideas into every corner of the state, wherever people might be gathered and whatever they might be talking about. And I will continue doing that, and I don't care how many signs there might be for anybody.
Kelly also defended himself against Karofsky's accusation that he always votes in favor of right-wing special interests and called her claim an ugly slander. He says she's talking about more than just him when she levels those allegations.
So when you say that I have acted corruptly because of the decisions that I've participated in, you are saying the rest of the court is corrupt too, because it takes at least four people to make a decision.
Kelly says he decides cases according to the law and nothing else. He was appointed to the bench in 2016 by then-Republican Governor Scott Walker. The winner on April 7th will serve a 10-year term on the court. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.